Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 30th of March, 2012. It's the birthday of the French poet Paul Verlaine, born in Metz in the northeast of France, 1844. Paul Verlaine, who wrote, "You must let your poems ride their luck on the back of the sharp morning air, touched with the fragrance of mint and thyme, and everything else is literature." It's the birthday of Vincent van Gogh, born in Zundert, Holland, 1853, painter and also a great letter writer, who wrote about religion, friendship, his unhappy love affairs, his bipolar disorder, wrote thousands of letters to his brother Theo, and Theo's widow published the first complete edition of van Gogh's letters in 1913. Van Gogh wrote, "I have a terrible need of, shall I say the word, religion. Then I go out and paint the stars." And he wrote, "What am I in the eyes of most people? A non-entity, an eccentric or an unpleasant person, somebody who has no position in society and will never have, in short, the lowest of the low. All right, then. Even if that were absolutely true, then I should one day like to show by my work what such an eccentric, such a nobody, has in his heart." It's the birthday of the novelist John Hassler, born Minneapolis, 1933, English teacher for many years. His first novel, Staggerford, was published when he was 42. John Hassler, who said he learned his craft at the Red Owl grocery store in Plainview, Minnesota, where he started working when he was 11. He said, "It was there that I acquired the latent qualities necessary to the novelist, namely the fun of picking the individual out of a crowd and the joy of finding the precise words to describe him." It's the birthday of the Irish playwright Sean O'Casey, born Dublin, 1880, born into a middle-class family, but he was the first Irish playwright to feature the lives of the working class in plays such as Juno and the Peacock and The Plough and the Stars. And it's the birthday of Ray Magliazzi, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1949, the co-host with his brother Tom of Car Talk. In 1973, he and his brother opened Hacker's Heaven, a do-it-yourself garage space where people could come and work on their own cars. But as it turned out, a lot of them didn't know what they were doing, and so the Magliazzi brothers ended up doing most of the repairs themselves. So they converted Hacker's Heaven to a more conventional car repair shop, which they called the Good News Garage, which Ray still runs in addition to doing Car Talk on public radio. Here's a poem for today by Joyce Sutphen entitled Grounded. My father will not climb into the trees today. He is 84 and tells me that he was never fond of heights, that he hated putting up the pipes to fill the silo, that he did not enjoy climbing to the top of the barn to fix the pulley on the hay sling. I have no desire to be in the air, he says, and I always thought he loved walking the rim of the silo, waving his hat in circles overhead, shouting down to where we stood, grounded and gazing up at him. A poem by Joyce Sutphen, Grounded, from First Words, published by Red Dragonfly Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Holly Vanderhaar, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.